All right, we're talking to Tom at Crystal Bait in Crystal Falls. We kind of talked about the walleye on the backwaters or the Mishigami Reservoir in your neck of the woods there. Can we talk a little bit about the structure of that lake a little bit more? Is it almost imperative that you have some type of fish finder so you can see what's going on the bottom?
You should have one, Adam. It would help because it does go from, 3 feet to 70 feet in, 20 yards.
Yeah, there's like a lot of rock faces, and it's rugged there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you have a lot of stumps and trees and that are, just below the water surface, so you do have to be careful in some areas out there.
Well, we kind of talked about the walleye on leeches and crawlers. Let's talk about the panfish or the bass or the pike. What's fishing best after that?
Well, actually, on some of the smaller lakes around the area, they're doing very well on bluegill, mainly using a jig head and a tippet with a wax worm. Otherwise, we do have a hot little jig here called the Mini Mite, and we do sell a lot of those, and they come in about 48 different colors.
That's like a little tiny plastic bait with like a fantail, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, any colors on that working better than others, or does it depend on the lake or the body of water you're on?
We sell a lot of the white tail with the pink head.
Ah, okay. Good tip there. Waxworms, you said, on the bluegills. What about the bass and the pike? You getting any reports there?
The bass are pretty active in some of our local rivers and in the backwaters and so forth, but mainly throwing plastics like your Senkos and, 5-inch, and hook them up the Texas-style way with the hook right in the middle of them so they flop on both sides, and that's been doing pretty good.
Now, is that mainly on the Paint River there? That's your biggest river running through that area, right?
Yes.
Is that wadeable there in Crystal Falls or around your area, or do you really need a boat?
Well, it's wadeable when the water's down, but of course this year the water's very high. You can wade it down below the dam, but you have to be very careful. There's a lot of rocks, but up above you definitely need a boat.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about that, maybe there's an indicator or something selling in your shop that you could tell us about?
Well, actually, you didn't touch on the trout, and the trout fishing this year has just been very, very good. We've been selling a lot of black rooster tails, but the guys are going out and catching a lot of German browns, a lot of nice brookies, but then, of course, those are on all your local streams around here also.
That's great stuff right there, Tom. I appreciate you giving us a little time today.
No problem.
Stop in Crystal Falls at Crystal Bait. Say hi to Tom. And you heard it right here on The Outdoor Show.